the dialect of Skelton, Yorkshire. Ronald Easton, aged about 60, a native farmer, recorded in one of his farm buildings by Stanley Ellis on the 16th of April, 1955.
To tell you the truth, I would start when I was born, I think. As near as that, but I know at first wage what I had was 3 bob a week.
What were you doing for that?
All there was to do. I had to do more than I had to do now.
Whereabouts was that? Where were you working?
Why, just down here at Back Lane. Farm down here. I was born there, let's say, it's 60 years in.
And what different sorts of jobs did you go to? You'd hire, I suppose.
I was hired, but I was at home. My father was foreman there, you see, for 3 or 4 big farms. It was a big company what had them then. And I was started young to work. I had to do beers. I've done 80 beers and turn up 100 sheep on afternoon.
That was on your father's?
Mm.
And then did you hire away at all?
I was away a good bit. Once I were. I was away at a place called South Bank, Grangetown. In again, Grangetown. It was, that was a biggish farm. We had 16 horses there.
And how did you go on with
horses? I was all the horse breaker at home, and I broke horses in for old farms. Aye. In them days.
Did you have to?
I'm more of a horseman now than I used a tractor fella.
Aye. How would you set about now breaking
horse
in?
We break them in now.
How do you do it?
Why, it's easy, you're breaking horse in. We break horses in humans. And as soon as anybody comes with plenty of money, we sell them and then get another human. We're 3 or 4 up there now.
And what do you do? What's the different processes?
Why, you want to get a mouth on them to start with. Then you put them into a lunging band, lunge them. And then when you get a middling quiet, rub about the legs. And when you get a middling quiet, then you yoke them if they're cart horses. But if they're blood horses and hunters, yet you ride them. You eat ground and get your coat smoky sometimes, you know. You do it in all plain sailing. I've been bunched for 80 John O'Groats many a time. I've had me ribs broken and all sorts. I've had me hip knocked out with a beast.
How was that?
Why, it was a calving time. And it... I'd getting against cough, and it was fast with chain, but it banged me up against wall. We won on through inside of me leg, and he'd hit me fair in on deep bone here, like sad.
How long were you off with that?
2 years, very near. I was over a year on crutches.
You think yourself lucky to get back?
But they couldn't be an out then, in them days, you know, they didn't be an out much. You, but now then they could put them right back and they're all right. But then I've lay them now with it, you see. I've bandaged it. Aye.
And what about your ribs broken? How did you get that done?
I've had them nipped. I had them broken with horsey hands, nipped with horse and broken up against boards. And I've had them broken with a base dish back end. Oh. Tumbled into on a bucket with frost here. Getting them broken.
You've gone through it then.
Aye. I didn't only break me ribs. I spilled all milk and all.